Awana is a 250-acre home of Frederick Edward Church, or as we say in the States, Frederick, the famous landscape painter of the 19th century and the master of America's first school of painting, the Hudson River School. The beautiful Persian-style estate is situated outside of Hudson, New York. Maine sublime, Frederick Edwin Church's landscapes of Mount Desert and Mount Katahdin, am I right on that?
Katahdin.
Katahdin. And Mount Katahdin. We went over all the hard words and we forgot that one. A new exhibition currently on display at Awana. The show includes 10 oil and 13 pencil sketches from the Awana collection that celebrate the glories of Maine scenery. Many are on public view for the first time. Here to tell us more are Sarah Griffin, president of Awana Partnership, and Evelyn Trebilcock, curator at Awana. Sarah and Evelyn, I thank you very much. It's a delight to have you both back.
Good to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let us talk about this particular exhibit, and that is Maine Sublime. And what got you thinking that this could be a show?
It's actually a great story. A few years ago, we did a trip up to Maine, and it was led by an amazing scholar named John Wilmerding. And he took a group of board members around Mount Desert and matched up Church's sketches of the area with the actual locations. And by the end of the day, Sarah and all of us were so excited. We thought this needs to be an exhibition and a book that we can share with the public.
So you decide to do that, and then you have to do it. So you have a lot of this within your own collection.
We do. Part of the focus of our gallery is to bring things out of storage, to bring things from within the house to eye level, to gallery light them so people can get really up close and examine them. We also have a few loans as part of this exhibition, so it's both.
Excellent. And are you limited in space as far as what you can show within the house?
There is some limitation. You know, what we did about, it's going on now 3 or 4 years ago, was convert what had been a guest room of in the main house at Olana into this gallery. So they are relatively small rooms, but they pack a wallop. We are able to get the full assortment of both oil and sketches. It's actually two rooms that we've been able to use as gallery space.
So you do get that you have an opportunity to use gallery space within the house, and it's sort of all part of the experience of going through the home.
It is. The Evelyn and Maurice Sharp Gallery is at the end of a regular house tour, but this year, for the first time, we're doing tours of just the gallery, which is exciting. They're going to be Saturdays from 11 to 4 on the hour, and they're being guided by someone from the curatorial staff, Christopher Richards, who's super knowledgeable and has done a lot of studying up on this exhibition. So I hope people take advantage of this opportunity.
So it's kind of like an express line.
It is an express line, absolutely.
Just go right up there, see the, and get out of there. That's great.
You can, and it allows people to focus. You can go up and be quiet and just read the labels, and Christopher's there to answer questions if you have them.
Is there a connection? I mean, I guess what's so fascinating about looking at the work, and I was looking at this of the you sent a online thing that I was looking at last night. It's fascinating to me of yes, it's Maine, and yes, it's a coast, but even the sort of the eerie similarity between that and even his Hudson River work.
You know, it's interesting. John Wilmerding, the guest curator, talks about his love of the diverse scenery he finds in Maine and actually makes some connections between what he sees in Maine and what he eventually develops at Olana. As you mentioned earlier, it's a 250-acre estate, and there are beautiful carriage roads that he designed at Olana's and views within the property. And there is a fun similarity.
There is. And, you know, what I'm always amazed at is how universal his sunsets are. When he captures these sunsets in Maine, they bear remarkable resemblance to the incredible sunsets in the Hudson Valley, particularly right from the view at Olana, which is one of the things that makes Olana so special, because when you go there, it's as if you are looking at one of his spectacular paintings.
One of my favorites is this in the exhibition?
That is not this. That's, I think, Andrew Wyeth, right?
Okay, yeah.
Don't we wish?
No, that's a church painting.
It is a church painting.
It is.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
I know, it looks very Wyeth-like.
No, well, that's why I was going to ask. Yeah.
It's in Europe, of all things. It's in a collection in Spain. So we didn't get any international loans. But what's great about the book is the book covers everything. And then the exhibition, you come and just see a selection.
Excellent. And it is and then, of course, you have the regular art that you would have in the other rooms, right?
Absolutely. The entire house is furnished with his furniture, his artwork, his collections that range from pre-Columbian pieces to Middle Eastern metalwork and a little bit of everything for everyone, I think.
So then, but that's not all. There is Art Meets Art, which is perspectives on and beyond Awana. This is presented by the Hudson Opera House with the Awana Partnership. And this is taking place in the Carriage House, which has a wonderful gallery space as well. And what was the hope in putting this together?
The idea here was to allow new generations of artists to be inspired by Olana, and to give vent to that inspiration in a way that could be presented at Olana and the Hudson Opera House. We have 36 artists all looking at it at Olana from so many different perspectives. We have Annie Leibovitz, we have Lynn Davis, we have Bob Bleckman, and just a wonderful assortment, all local, with local connections. And it's really our way of hopefully inspiring the public to realize that this is not just a static place. It's one full of vibrancy, one that is inspiring some of the greatest artists of this generation.
Peter Aaron, one of my favorites.
Peter Aaron, absolutely.
Wonderful photographer and just a great guy. And then you mentioned Annie Leibovitz, but that is it's Niagara Falls.
It is. And, it is. That's true.
Yeah, but gorgeous.
She was, sorry.
No, it was part of her tour where she was going around to different artistic sites, right?
Right.
And she has a local connection, of course, so.
And the connection with Niagara Falls is such a close one for Frederick Church because he was instrumental in actually saving Niagara Falls in the 19th century when it was going to go the same way as Canada. He spread the alarm, and it led to its becoming a state site. So they're wonderful connections, and of course he painted Niagara Falls constantly. So there are wonderful connections between that photograph and Church and Olana.
So am I right in understanding that? So some of these are on display at the Carriage House and some of these are on display at the Hudson Opera House? Is that how that works?
That is.
Okay.
The Hudson Opera House is going for 6 weeks. Ours is going for the entire season. So if you're going to see them at the Hudson Opera House, best to go sooner rather than later and then take your time. It'll be all the way through the fall at Olana.
What goes into deciding how you're going to go for a summer season? I mean, obviously, this is your busy time. This is when people are coming, and this is where people expect a new show. And as you mentioned before, this is something that's been in the works for a little while. So, what is that process like of figuring out what's around the bend and what will present itself well in the house?
It's a collaborative process. Many of us on staff talk. Sometimes we use a guest curator. We try to make sure our exhibitions have a variety of topics. I mean, we had a Civil War exhibition a few years ago. We last year focused on restoration projects, and this year it's Maine. So we try to be diverse, try to bring things out of storage, try to excite people. Sometimes we try to tie into other big projects at Olana.
And you like to, you mentioned the book before, and that's always part of the process, not always part of the process, but it's something that you like to include because it is, obviously, it's a permanent thing. And as we mentioned earlier, can go broader and certainly delve a little bit deeper.
It can. Our gallery is small, as Sarah mentioned, so the book allows us to tell the big story. It also allows us to have something that lasts long after an exhibition. Though this exhibition is traveling, which is fabulous for us. Last summer it was up in Portland, Maine, and next summer it's going to the Cleveland Museum of Art. So, it's another way, though, that the book it's a lasting memory for everyone. It's a great read. John Wormerding, our guest curator, did a fabulous job, so I definitely recommend it.
Excellent. It is Maine Sublime. And when you think of the season, then there's all kinds of things going on throughout the U of events. Your eyes just rolled to the heavens when I said that. I assume in anticipation of thinking of all you have going on.
Go ahead, Sarah.
We do have a large number of things happening this season, both the summer and through the fall. I would say some of the highlights actually are moving in the fall, that we have what we call Olana Fest, which is a celebration of art, farming, and food. And so it's bringing some of the top chefs of the Hudson Valley in to showcase their food inspired by Frederick Church. We also have a landscape music fest that we're still a work in progress, but artists like DJ Spooky and a number of other multimedia artists are going to come together on September 22nd to explore the landscape, which is an area that we have not fully explored as much as we have the art and the house. And so it's a really wonderful new opportunity to get people out into the 250-acre landscape, the 5 miles of carriage roads, and really explore that aspect of this artist design landscape.
Because it is fascinating to just walk around.
It is. And this summer, we've just opened up a view from Crown Hill, and Crown Hill is within the property, and the view actually looks back at the house and the lake and the rest of what Church designed. And so it's a great time to come and see sort of a new aspect of our landscape.
And otherwise, most of the trails sort of take you all over. I mean, there's a lot to travel. Not much of it is closed off.
No, you can walk on all of 5 miles.
Them. And what's really great is that little by little, we're opening the views from different vantage points. Because if you've been there, Frederick Church was always framing views. That was his modus operandi. And so little by little, the obscured views are being opened up. So as Evelyn said, Crown Hill, but we also recently opened the views from Ridge Road. We're going to be opening the North Meadow. And so these are all spectacular panoramic views that are being revealed as we speak.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, Maine Sublime, Frederick. Why am I having problems with that today? Frederick Edwin Church's Landscapes of Mount Desert and Mount Katahdin, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll be on display at Awana in the Evelyn and Marie Sharp Gallery through October 27th. So now through October 27th, you can learn more by going to awana.org, awana.org, and check out the book as well, Maine Sublime, which is a beautiful catalog and a beautiful book showcasing much of the work that is on display at Omana. Sarah and Evelyn, I thank you very much for being with us. It is a delight. I hope you have a wonderful summer season, and I thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.